I want to note again and to draw the attention to the positive ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he spoke to the Samaritan woman, and if you picture yourself or myself speaking to her, he didn't give it to her. He didn't put her down. But he spoke to her out of love. And he could speak to her words that lifts her up. Of course, it exercises the conscience first, because it's no grace that overlooks sin. But then after this, he speaks to her about worshiping the Father and things that lifts her spirit up. And here, even when he is restoring Peter, the positive way that he speaks, he doesn't say, "If you do not love me, do not shepherd my sheep." And I think in many cases we take this order, the negative ministry. And you know, it leaves the hearers all down, and they leave the meeting, you know, hoping that they wouldn't have come. But in John 15, look at the way he spoke to them. And the reason his ministry was uplifting to the hearers, it because it came out of his heart. Out of his loving heart, when he spoke to them even about commandments, they were ready to obey these commandments. It came out of his loving heart. It was different, of course, when he spoke to the Pharisees. I mean, he was full of grace and truth. He put everything in the right perspective. When it was a time to reveal the truth to them, "Woe unto you, Pharisees," it was woe unto them. But when it is time to speak to his disciples and even to the sinners, to draw their heart to him, it was an uplifting ministry. And I wish we could learn this in our ministry. In many cases, it may drive others away. But the gospel is the good news that brings... "Knowest thou not that the gentleness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" It is not the badness of man, but the gentleness of God. And when he does that with Peter, Peter's heart is moved. You know, even after the third time, Peter felt sorry. Three times, it reminded him of the three times that he denied the Lord. "Lovest thou me more than these?" And he puts his finger on the wound right away. Because Peter said repeatedly, "If they all deny you, I will not." And he fell in the same thing he was boasting in. And I think many times we fail in the things that we boast in. We're not any better than Peter, you know. And then the Lord says, "Do you love me more than these love me?" You claim that. And Peter, knowing that he knows everything, he is in the presence of the one who searches the heart and the kidney. Everything is naked and open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And then, as our brother mentioned, the two different words of love, Peter says, "Yeah, I have compassion to you." That's the word he used. And then the third time, the Lord uses the same word, "Do you have compassion to me?" And Peter was sorry for what he heard. But the main thing at the end is that the Lord says, "Follow me." And this is the commandment that anyone would have today. We follow him. In Hebrews 12, looking up unto him. It is all in him. If we would not want to stumble, we have to walk with him. We have to follow him. And previously he told them, what is the cost of following him? "If anyone would come unto me, let him deny himself and bear his cross and follow me." Again, it's a costly way. It is not a title that we claim on ourselves that we're following the Lord. But we have to deny ourselves and bear our cross and follow him.